Box A, length. So now we are going to survey some functions that work with char arrays. To use these char string functions, you will need to include the C-string header file, and note that this is standard library code. It should also be pointed out that these functions require null terminating strings. The first function we will look at returns the length of a string, that is, the number of characters the string has, not counting the null character. The function is called strlen, and its function prototype is shown in the box. The parameter is a pointer to a null terminating string, and the return type is a 32-bit integer giving the string length. An obvious implementation of this function would be to loop through each character until the null character is reached. For each iteration, we would increment a counter that is counting the string characters. Box B, equality. Another thing we would like to know about strings is how they are related, such as, are they equal, is one less than the other, and so on. The strcomp function provides this information. Note that it takes two parameters, where we pass pointers to the two null-terminating strings we want to compare. The function returns one of three possible return values. A return value of 0 means the two strings are equal. A return value less than 0 means the left-hand side string is less than the right-hand side string. And a return value greater than 0 means the left-hand side string is greater than the right-hand side string. Box C, copying. Another operation we would like to do with strings is to copy one string into another char array. To do this, we use the strcopy function. The function has two parameters. The first parameter is a pointer to a char array buffer, which is to receive the copy. This buffer must be large enough to store the copy. The second parameter is a pointer to the source string, which is to be copied into the destination array. This function returns a pointer to strdestination, which is redundant because we already have a pointer to strdestination. But it does this so that the function could be passed as an argument to another function. Box D, addition. In addition to finding the length of a string, testing for equality, and copying strings, we would like to be able to add strings. This is done with the strcat function. This function takes two parameters. The first parameter is a pointer to a char array that contains a null-terminated string, but it also has some leftover elements which are not yet used. The second parameter is a pointer to a null-terminated string. What the function does is append the second string onto the first string, thereby doing a string addition. This is why the first array needs some extra buffer space, so that there is room to append the second string onto it. The example shown in the box better illustrates what this function does. The important thing to note is that the destination array must be large enough to store the add-on string.